Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Imagine driving around in a car made in 1980. Well, the average nuclear power plant in the United States is 31 years old. At age 40, a nuclear plant must be relicensed by the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and so far, the NRC has never turned down a renewal. In fact, just recently, it approved a 20-year extension for Vermont Yankee. In most states, that would be a done deal, but in Vermont, the legislature and governor think they have the power to shut the aging reactor down. And other states with old nuclear plants are watching. Living on Earth's Jeff Young reports from the Green Mountain State.
There was a lot of gray hair on the heads bobbing to music at the latest meeting of anti-nuclear activists in Brattleboro, Vermont. The activists have aged along with their target, Entergy Corporation's Vermont Yankee Nuclear Station, just 7 miles away, turns 39 this year. Many in this crowd have been working decades to shut it down. On this snowy March night, they started a countdown, 1 year until the power company's license to operate expires.
Close this aging reactor.
The anti-nuclear movement here is newly energized by two events. One in the state Senate, which voted overwhelmingly last year to deny Vermont Yankee permission it needs under state law to continue operation. The unfolding crisis at the Fukushima power plant is also on people's minds. Bob Beatty of the group Safe and Green says no one expects a tsunami here on the banks of the Connecticut River, but they do worry that a flood, terror attack, or simple human error might expose weaknesses that the Japanese and Vermont reactors share.
Now that this thing has happened in Japan, and it's the exact same Mark I reactor, you know, with the exact same spent fuel pool sitting 7 stories above the ground, the parallels are just so striking, and they're unavoidable.
The person who's done the most to make Vermont Yankee's problems public was once an executive in a nuclear energy company. Arne Gunderson was fired in the 1990s for raising safety concerns. He's been a nuclear watchdog ever since, and Vermont's government hired him to take a close look at Vermont Yankee. Gunderson says the spent fuel pool is of particular concern. As in the Japanese reactors, Vermont Yankee's 40-foot-long, 40-foot-deep pool holds the fuel assemblies that come out of the reactor. The difference is Vermont's waste has been piling up longer.
There's probably about 30 years' worth of nuclear fuel still up there on the roof of the building. So Vermont has about 3 times more nuclear fuel on its top floor than Fukushima did.
Gunderson says incidents at the plant lead him to think it's beginning to show its age.
Over the last 6 years or so, Vermont Yankee had a major fire. And then 2 years later, they had the cooling towers collapse. And then 2 years after that, they had the tritium leak. So we had three really significant mechanical problems.
Gunderson says the tritium leak also undermined public confidence in the plant's management. He was on a state-appointed review panel that had asked if there were pipes under the plant that carry any radioactive products.
We were told there were no underground pipes. I discovered after the fact that, oh my God, there really are underground pipes. And of course, Entergy continued to deny that. Well, 3 months after that, an underground pipe broke and leaked not just tritium, but cesium and strontium and manganese and cobalt-60 into the ground in the plant.
Vermont Yankee is on a tree-lined plot between Highway 142 and the river in the town of Vernon. New Hampshire is just across the river. The Massachusetts line is a few miles to the south. Company spokesperson Larry Smith says an event akin to the Japanese crisis could not happen here. He points out the plant's backup power and cooling systems and safety design. It's built to withstand a 6.0 earthquake and stands higher than the crest of the highest recorded flood.
So there's defense in depth and there's redundant systems. You can never say never, but we have the capabilities, we feel, to certainly shut the plant down safely and to always protect public health and safety.
Tell me about safety incidents that you've had at Vermont Yankee. What's gone wrong here?
We've had no safety incidents at Vermont Yankee.
Maybe this is a matter of semantics, but there was a collapse of a cooling tower, correct?
That's right, and that's industrial safety, and that happened in 2007. Put it in perspective, you're talking about a 20-foot section of a 460-foot tower. That's what collapsed.
There was a transformer fire?
In 2004. A transformer was not on fire. It was the bus duct that was on top of it. But that can happen at any power plant.
Also, the manner in which the information has come to light has led some people to express to me a lack of confidence that they're getting open communication. For example, how did the tritium leak? How did that come to light?
It came to light because the industry in 2007 undertook a voluntary groundwater protection program and put in monitoring wells. We identified tritium. And the same day, we told the NRC and we told the state of Vermont. So I don't know what you mean by not being transparent or not being straightforward.
There was a denial that the pipe system existed, and only after persistence by a watchdog did your company admit, oh yes, there's a pipe system, and oh, by the way, it's leaking.
What I can tell you is we did a lousy job of providing testimony to the Vermont Public Service Board on the extent of our pipes. But we have a lot of support in the state of Vermont. We certainly have a lot of support from this community, the host community, for the continued operation of Vermont Yankee and this station.
A walk around the neighborhood shows Smith is right about that. Some residents in Vernon have yard signs showing support. There's no sense of alarm, even just across the street from the plant at Vernon Elementary. Mark Spino is the school's principal.
We're a small town. We have a school. We have a nuclear power plant. No, it's not that odd. It's part of the community. I'm certainly comfortable, or I wouldn't be here.
Supporters say the plant's 650 megawatts supply one-third of the state's power, and they add it's carbon-free power. Vermont seems split on its lone nuclear power plant. For example, voters last year elected a lieutenant governor who voted to keep Vermont Yankee going, and a governor who wants to shut it down. Democrat Peter Shumlin is governor.
I just feel very strongly that when you have an aging, tired nuclear power plant run by a company that you can't trust, you got to stop and breathe for a minute and say, hey, you know, how much sense does this make?
Governor Shumlin is confident that the state's position will withstand a legal challenge from Entergy, and he offered a challenge of his own to other states that have aging nuclear reactors.
It's clear that the federal policy is run them as long as you possibly can and hope, keep your fingers crossed, that Japan doesn't happen in America. I personally think that that is a gamble that's likely to fail. And I would encourage other states to take matters into their own hands and control their own destiny.
There are indications other states might do just that. Entergy-owned reactors in Massachusetts and New York will need license renewals within the next 2 years. Lawmakers and the two states' attorneys general have asked the NRC to take a closer look at how those plants operate and store spent fuel. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Vernon, Vermont.